producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I will tell you my hair-raising DMV story in a moment. I'd also tell you why you need to make rules be a bad guy up front rather than after the fact, all right? But I'll do that in a moment because Brian is called. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Well, I just wanted to call and address one issue. There's so much going on in the world. Russia and Ukraine, Israel, ISIS, the fact that we're celebrating, well, not celebrating, but observing the 13th anniversary of the World Trade Center attacks.
Yep.
And so many people that I talk to are so scared. And I'm not saying that there's not reason for concern, but there's no reason for fear.
I agree. That's what terrorism is. Terrorism isn't about blowing up buildings or blowing up airplanes or shooting people. It's about scaring the living daylights out of people. That's what terrorism is. It's about terror.
Well, you know, it's a line from a movie, but I really have to give a nod to Will Smith on this. The movie After Earth, you know, he talks about danger is real. Fear is an irrational, imaginative scenario that you produce. You're fearing your own worst case scenario, and until that happens, it's hyperbole.
I think you're absolutely right. Let me tell you a couple of things that I think support your, I think, very insightful kind of thing. I was talking to somebody, and they said, who is in the hotel business, and they were saying, everybody is avoiding New York on September 11th because everybody's afraid something will happen. And I said, that isn't my experience, and I live within eyeball distance. Of course, everybody lives within eyeball distance. It's the tallest building in America right now, but I live a couple blocks from Ground Zero. And so I made this, you know me, I made my little my informal survey, and I asked three different hotels, and all of which are completely filled to capacity. So number one, that's not true. Number two, the city is just teeming with people today. Now, granted, part of it's media, but part of it's not. I think you're right that there is reason for concern. I think it's always a good idea to look both ways before you cross the street. But being afraid you're going to be hit by a car, it doesn't make any sense. Look both ways before you cross the street, and don't cross against the light. Wear your seatbelt. I mean, that there are reasonable concerns and there are unjustified fears. And I think that you're right, that the world, and that's part of the reason I told my Joan Rivers story, and why it was such a comfort to me to have people talk about the fact that there had always been essentially terrorists. They're as old as human history of trying to scare the living daylights out of people. But that human beings, I mean, you're talking about 5,000 to 6,000 years of human history, and that people always turn out okay, that the good guys always win, and it's not necessarily a straight line or an even course, but that what we do is look at what's going on, see what we can do to make things better, and live our lives. And I think it's I will tell you, though, I was, as one of the people who was down at Ground Zero for a couple months after September 11th, I was invited to a memorial service for first responders and survivors last night, and I don't go to them, to be quite honest. I went to the museum. I didn't even go to the to Ground Zero for about at least a year after it was completed. I went because some people came to town and wanted to go, and the lines were long, and I knew that I could get us in earlier. And I went to the museum because, again, somebody else wanted to go, and I had access before it was open. And I'm glad I've done both, but I don't need to wallow in it. And I don't mean to say that anybody who's feeling sad today, because I do feel sad today, and it is a hard day for me. As I said, a lot of people have sent me texts saying, "Hang in there." But am I fearful? Nah. I mean, you live your life, and I do try to look both ways before I cross the street. But I think you're right that fear is a choice. Being careful is not. And I think that being careless is always a mistake. But being through, and that the UN General Assembly opens next week. People said, "Well, aren't you worried about that?" I said, "No, the biggest terrorists in the world are in the city right now. We're probably the safest place in the world to be." So, and you know,
if I can just interject one thing, make no mistake. The most dangerous terrorist organizations in this world do not carry AK-47s. They are not Muslim or Sharia. The greatest terrorists known to man wear suits and have titles.
Well, there is that, isn't there?
I'm sorry.
So thank you for wandering me directly. I have to tell you a quick story, just because you'll get a kick out of this. I had dinner last night with a friend of mine he's one of the people I took. He is the person I took. He's the reason I went to visit the museum, because it was really important to him. And I knew I had access, and so it's kind of like when I'm invited to a movie, I try and figure out the person, the one of my friends that will most likely appreciate that movie or that play. And because I am privileged to be invited to some of this stuff, I try to figure out somebody that would, would benefit from it or like it or whatever. So I was talking with him, and he said, well, he had two things. He said, "I figured out how to deal with ISIS." And I said, "Okay." He said, "You should talk about it on the air." And I said, "Well, I really, politics isn't what I do." And he said, "Yeah, but this one," he said, "what you should do is have the UN, because the General Assembly starts next week." I don't even know that he knew that, but General Assembly starts, I think, next week. And have them recognize ISIS as a state. And then, then, because you can't declare war on a group, you have to declare war on a state, but then you could do that. I'm not sure that that's going to solve much, but thanks a bunch. And the other thing that he has said, he's clearly a little bit into the paranoid part. He said he knows where the airliner went down, the one that was supposed to have gone down in the Indian Ocean. This is his theory, that it's in the Taliban garage someplace, and they're going to load it with explosives and fly it to Big Ben. I said, "Oh dear." And all I could think about was, man, you have a much harder time sleeping at night. All I have is strange people chasing me, and I can't quite get my breath, and I'm falling and I'm losing my teeth or something. So
there are so many holes in that that theory.
I said, first of all, that you can disguise a plane perhaps on the ground, but once it's in the air, it has
exactly
to be identified.
Yeah.
And and besides which, the things that allow September 11th to happen will never happen again, because they're safeguards. If you've ever been on a plane any time in the last decade, you know that when the pilots decide to tinkle, that they knock everything off. So there's no way to get in the cockpit anymore for anybody. So, folks, I think that, and do I think that at some point that there will be something going on? I do. I mean, I just think it's the nature of the world. I'd love to say that there will never be any wars anymore. I think there probably will be. But you know, it'll be different, and it'll be, I mean, whatever. I mean, you do the best you can, and you don't worry about things over which you have no control, and you make sure the things over which you do have some control, you actually do what you're supposed to do. Alrighty, 855. Hey, listen, Brian, thanks. And have take a deep breath and have a safe day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Boy, you said a mouthful there. What's important to you is what's important to me, and all you have to do is give a holler, 855-99-37569. So I'm coming home last night, and one of the things that had become part of our lives down here was the columns of light that they put up starting, I think they did it the first year. I think they did it in 2002 was for the first time, and they had two big columns of light at the pit. Now, you have to remember, if you live in New York, we've lived with that pile of trash for the better part of a year, and it was still smoking for a large part of that for at least several months. I mean, it was still, I was still down there till the end of October, early November, and it was still going till, you know, December and beyond that. And then there was just a construction site. There was basically a hole in the ground for 7 years. So everybody is so delighted that there is actually something there. And the building that's there, I think, is really a remarkable building. It's really beautiful. And so the question was, what last year, I don't remember. I think they had the column of lights, and this year they were supposed to do it. So when I came home last night, there were all these news vans, and there was a photographer there, and I said, "Well, what happened to the column of lights?" And he said, "Well, it was only on for 2 hours." So it used to be on for a week, and so we decided that maybe they were testing it and it would be on tonight. And he said it really looked beautiful. It was cloudy last night, and the building itself is an extraordinarily, it's much more beautiful. I mean, the other two were just columns. As I said, nobody really liked those buildings except Channel 11, which used them in their commercials because the Twin Towers looked like 11s until they got knocked down, and then they became these iconic structures. But, and we've got the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building here, so everybody thought the Twin Towers are kind of prosaic, to say the least. And the new one is beautiful, and it has this kind of lavender, it looks like, what is it? Part of it's an antenna, part of it's not, but it's this really beautiful structure at the top. And the winning structure, they had a contest for the design, and the winning design was really a helix with all the implications from the genome and everything that the helix has. Now, you can't build a helix, but they came close to it. It looks like a curved building, even though it's actually not. But And it really is a beautiful structure, and you can see it from a very long long distance. So it'll be interesting to see tonight whether or not they put the towers up, and hopefully they will. And as you know, this morning, part of the ceremony is to read the names. And I have never read the names at Ground Zero, but I've read names when the AIDS quilt was going around the country, and I was at one of my affiliates, and a woman came and asked me if I would read her son's name, and the answer, of course, is sure. And then other people asked me to do it, so I ended up reading names of strangers for like about an hour, and it's amazing. I mean, even talking about it, you can hear it's a really difficult thing to do, because instead of it being a statistic, it's a human being with a name. And even though I didn't know any of them, there was something incredibly emotional about it. So, you know, and it's something to remind oneself of the connectiveness of, you know, of how much we are part of the, you know, spaceship Earth kind of thing. So, all right, which gets me to a slightly, I'll tell you what my transition will be, because I can't go from reading names of deceased people to the DMZ. I just can't do that. So what I'm going to do is tell you about why you heard me talking with Christine about, if you ever have to be a bad guy up front. And this is one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite research projects. And it's a fascinating study, and I love that somebody came up with this because I think it's so smart. And you know me, I tend to be pretty critical of scientific surveys that are bogus. But this one, they had the same guy, and let's call him Dave. And they had Dave teach two college courses, and the curriculum was exactly the same for both. And in one, the first course, he showed up on the first day, and he was in a denim shirt and blue jeans, and he said, "Call me Dr. Dave." And then, you know, he had the same curriculum, and he gave an exam a month in or something. All right, so that's case one. Case two, same teacher, same curriculum, shows up on the first day in a coat and tie, press coat and tie, white shirt, and says, my name is Dr. Smith, and this will be the curriculum. Gave an exam, same exam, a month later. So the student evaluations in the first case said that they would not recommend Dr. Dave's course to anybody. They thought he was a charlatan, and that while he was a gifted lecturer, that they didn't think he was a very good teacher. Second group with Dr. Smith said they thought it was a great course. They learned a lot. They would absolutely recommend it. And the difference the researchers decided was that Dr. Dave implied that he was kind of an easygoing guy and you were his friend and don't worry too much about this course. So when he gave an exam, they felt betrayed. You know, we thought he was our friend, and this was going to be jelly roll, and it was, you know, what with Dr. Smith, he was strict. He told them what the curriculum was going to be. He told them about the exam, and they felt that, therefore, when they got a grade, that they earned the grade, and that when he backed off a little bit, it's because they'd earned his respect. It's one of my favorite studies, and you can see why. It was the same guy. It was the same curriculum. It was the same test. It was the same content.
That's perfect.
But the idea being, if you're ever going to have to be a bad guy, set it up that way, because then when you ease off a bit, people feel that they earned your respect. If you start off as being just charming and adorable and you have to yank the reins, they view you as having seduced them and betrayed them and misled them. And basically, sooner or later, you always have to yank the reins. You always have to get done what needs to get done. You always have to hold people responsible. You always have to collect the rent or whatever it is. And for me, it was one of those da-dum, dun-dun-dun moments, because I'm call me Joy. You know, call me Dr. Joy, as opposed to I'm Dr. Brown. But the point is, sooner or later, you have to say, okay, this is supposed to be on time. Or, look, you can't be sloppy about this. Or, you know, it's time for the exam. Or, your rent is due today. So if you're ever going to have to be a bad guy, and bad guy being obviously a relative term, do it up front.
Wow.
This is food for thought for me because
I could definitely use this in my work world.
All right. So understand, because it's much, look, nobody likes being rigid, right? Everybody, all of us want to be liked. But, you know, when it comes to the world of cats and dogs, you know, I'm a puppy dog. Do you love me? But sooner or later, you're going to growl at somebody and they're going to say, oh my God, put that dog down. Watch out for the female dog word. We're not going to talk about that. You're much better off being a cat saying, where's my food? Go away. Leave me alone. And then you can kind of curl up with somebody and think, wow, I earned that cat's love. So, you know, sooner or later, understand what the consequences are. That's what adulthood was invented for. So we understand cause and effect. Be the bad guy up front. All right. Whatever it is that's on your mind, 855-99 Dr. Joy. And I'll tell you about the DMV and movies when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. That's kind of my whole mission statement here, is to help you out with whatever it is that's on your mind. Okay, I have two things to tell you. First of all, I've said before that I think part of the prescription for a happy life is to do the six things every day, that reach out to somebody you love, be part of nature, giggle, do something physical, do something that you didn't know that you could do. And one of the things I didn't know I could do is, as I said before when I was talking about the transition, that Shane and I have been trying very hard to figure out how to get some information from me to him. And we spent, as I said, 4 hours jointly on Monday trying to do it. Didn't work. And as a result, that something happened with my computer. So we Googled what to do, and I sort of read it, and it worked. I'm thinking, wow. So it fits into that. I try really hard not to wreck expensive pieces of equipment, electronic equipment that are crucial and have to be replaced. But it's really nice to know. I mean, I swear you can find anything on Google. I had some time to kill yesterday, and I was wondering whether there was a new shop. And they had all this beautiful jade stuff. And I said, do you have a Buddha? And all they had was a laughing Buddha, which a lot of people like. I like the sitting Buddha. That's mine. And so the guy said, know what I was talking about. I said, no. That's, all of these are wonderful and they're beautiful. And they're from a single piece of jade and all. But they're the laughing Buddha. And they said, well, what do you mean? It's the only Buddha. And I said, no, it's not. So I got out my phone, right? And I put sitting Buddha. And showed the pictures, so now they know. That wasn't actually my story. My story was my birthday's next month, and around here, I don't know how it works every place else, but you now get a license for 8 years at a time. How long do you get them in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think it's either 6 or 8 years. Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. I guess it's great. I mean, well, it means that there's less of a hassle.
Right.
You wonder about people sort of, you know.
Getting past the point, yeah.
Well, that they maybe shouldn't be driving.
Right.
Like my mother, we kept referring to as Crash. You know, I just was really glad. And we did take away a license. We just sold her car, which was fine, and got her a chauffeur or something. I mean, anything, cute boy. Which is sort of my solution for what happens when your parents should be driving anymore. I mean, my daughter at least can't take away a car because I don't own one. But anyway, so I had to go get my license taken care of. And as I said before, I had the LASIK surgery done in my eyes like 15 years ago when no one got them done. And it's wonderful because it turns out I have 20/20 vision in both eyes, but one is 20/20 for distance and one is 20/20 for close. And I didn't know what the eye test was, to be quite honest, because if it's binocular, I was going to be in trouble because I can see really well with one eye for distance and one for close. But so one eye doesn't see very well for close and one eye doesn't see very well for distance. If I'd read the form, I would have understood I was going to be okay, but God forbid. And I decided it was the universe's way of saying, get your eyes checked. Because, you know, it's one thing to get your hair done or your nails. Your eyes, you get two of them, that's it. And taking good care of them. And you know, it's one of those things that people don't get checked very often. And especially, I don't wear glasses. And so, you know, I just don't get them checked very much. In fact, the last time I went, I had this kind of weird thing. I will tell you about it just because it probably has happened sooner or later to somebody else, and it scared the daylights out of me because I know just enough to be frightened about stuff. I know, for example, that eye tissue is brain tissue. You know that, right? You should. All of you should.
Oh, yeah.
Know that.
Yep.
Okay. So I was getting these kind of like black thunderbolts every once in a while, and every once in a while my vision would kind of... It would blur, it was very odd. And I thought, oh my gosh, a stroke, even though I knew it wasn't a stroke. But I, you know, eyes, brain.
You have to,
not,
be,
you know,
yeah. these, you have to be sure.
These are things I care about. So I made an appointment to talk to the doctor. And it turns out it's a very common phenomenon and it's called optical, the thing just went out of my head, migraine, an optical migraine. Okay, which and a migraine sufferers know that it's a migraine is a vascular event, same thing, and for the same reason. And once I knew that, they're not nearly as painful or as debilitating as regular migraines, because I have a sister-in-law who has truly debilitating migraines. Well, they'll knock her out for a couple of days and she's throwing up, and this was nothing like that, and they would clear in about 2 or 3 minutes max, and maybe shorter than that, because when something awful is happening to you, your sense of time perspective gets a bit distorted. So I knew once they told me I wasn't in trouble, so I really liked my eye doctor. So I thought, all right, here's the universe's way of saying, go get your eyes checked. Turns out my eyes are fine, thank you very much, no glaucoma, no cataracts, no nothing, and 20/20. So I took all my information, and it turns out around here they have this kind of new thing. Like, I will tell you quickly my DMV story, which is in Massachusetts, when I went to get my license said J. Brown, J-A-Y. So I went through all the things, went through the eye test, and they're typing up my license, and I said, they said Jay, and I said, no, it's Joy. And they said, no, it says Jay, and I said, no, it's Joy. And they say, your name changed to the third floor. I said, it's not a name change, my name's Joy. It's a typo. Name change to third floor. Okay, so I'm doing this on my lunch hour. I'm already basically an hour in, so I go up, now it's in October. It's hot. I go up, I'm given number 93. They are a number 2. It is hot. There are literally 100 people in that room. I finally, 2.5 hours later, get up to the front desk. And they said, and I'm pregnant. I forgot to tell you that. I'm pregnant. I'm never good when it's warm. But when I'm, you know, I was nauseous. So I get up to the front. And this little old lady who's like 400 years old, which is what everybody at the DMV was, said, they said, okay, what's the problem? I said, my name is Joy. And they said, it says Jay. I said, my name is Joy. And they said, we need proof. And I said, what kind of proof? And guess what they said? A driver's license. And I'm saying, and she walks away. So I did something I've never done before, will probably never do again, and certainly have not done since. I pounded my little fist on the desk, and I said, if someone doesn't come and take care of me right now, I'm going to throw up. I'm pregnant. I'm going to throw up on this desk. Somebody came over very quickly, changed my license, Joy Brown, and went away. Okay, so that's my prior experience. Well, that was number one. Number two, so I had a Massachusetts license for a very long time. I came to New York after September 11th. Having an out-of-state driver's license was not a very good idea. And so I went down, and they said, we need your Social Security card. I said, well, in Massachusetts, your Social Security number is the same as your license number. I said, that is my, so they said, no, we need your Social Security card. Well, the last time I got my Social Security card was probably when I was 16 to get, you know, to be able to work for the first time. So that's my second. It took months. So I finally get that. So I'm now loaded for bear. I'm now worried that, you know, that I'm going to get a hassle about my eyes, even though I could drive fine. I have no problem about it. And as I said, if I'd read carefully the information, I wouldn't have been worried about it. So I now, in my hand, I filled out the forms. I've got my eye test that says you're okay. And it turns out you can do it online, or you can mail it in, because I've now got all the information. Or you could make an appointment. You can go online. And I thought, okay, I've got all this. So I went, I showed up without an appointment at the DMV yesterday. And I thought, they're going to yell at me. It closes at 4. I got there about 3:10. Nicest young woman. She said, all right, what are you doing here? I said, I've got all my forms. And she didn't even ask about an appointment. She said, I've got my forms. I've got my ticket. She said, and so she hands me this card. And I said, do I need a picture? And she said, well, I don't know. Do you have your license? And for some unbeknownst reason, I actually had my license with me. And she looked at it and she said, no, you don't need a license. You don't need a picture. You haven't changed at all. Okay. So I go, nice. And you wait. I was doing crossword puzzles. So it took me about 20 minutes because they have all these letters and numbers and the thing. And I went up to the nicest woman. And I said, so she said, do you have your license? And I said, yeah. And I said, what do you think about a picture? She said, you haven't changed at all. And I said, well, that's good, I guess. And I know they said you could mail it, but this is my license and my, and I didn't think, she said, I agree with you. I wouldn't have mailed it either. And I said, you know, talk to her about the test. He said, well, you can do the test again if you want, but I was obviously going to pass it because I could actually see it. So this is good news. And they have this thing called an enhanced license. Do you know about that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
An enhanced license. You pay another, I think a license for 8 years cost $80, which is not inexpensive, but it's $10 a year. So,
right.
So for another maybe $30 or $40, you get an enhanced license. I said, well, what's that good for? She said, it's an ID instead of a passport. And I said, can you use it going out of the country? She said, no. And I said, well, then what good's it for? And she said, well, you can use it when you travel on an airline. I said, yeah, but I can use my driver's license for that.
Right.
She said, yeah, I know. And I said, why would I do that? And she said, you wouldn't. And I said, we just trying to get a little more money? And she said, yeah. So the DMV, I actually went to find somebody, a supervisor, to say what a great system I thought it was. It was quick. It was efficient. They were nice. They were helpful. And so now I have a temporary license. So I'll let you know when I get my real license and I'm now a real person again. So see, all is well. I'm really pleased. 855, movie's coming up. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed. 855-993-7569. Conrad, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you doing?
Good. I just listened to the show. I try to do it all the time. And you were talking about the enhanced license?
Yeah.
In Michigan, it lets you go to Canada without having to have a passport.
Huh. Okay.
I got the passport, and then I found out about the license afterwards, but oh well.
So, yeah, apparently we've gotten... You were the first, but apparently there have been 12 other people who called from Canada to say, you can come to Canada with your hands. Yeah, look, I probably don't need both. I'll just grab my... I told you my Canada story of showing up with just my driver's license and then saying, you know, what? And I said, but this is Canada. You know, you guys are like my cousins. Well, how can you? And someone said to me at one point, because I used to be in Canada like a couple times a year. And this only happened like the first couple. I mean, I actually do have a learning curve. And someone said, well, why would, they said, what's the purpose of you being here? And I said, well, I'm supposed to give a speech. And they said, well, why couldn't a Canadian do it better? And I said, because Canadians are smart enough, they're not going to give a speech for free. So, yeah, and it turns out to be complicated. I can't send my books there because they have to go through customs. And so, I don't know. During graduate school, rather, I went to school in Boston. And so, I come to Canada all the time. But, so, enhanced license for Canada. All right. What does it look like? Does it look any different than your regular license?
Whoops. Oh, we might have lost him there.
I think we may have lost him. Either that or he's laughing at me. Yeah. These things happen. All right. Listen, Conrad, thank you. Look, I was just saying to Shane, we love Canada. We have a huge number of stations there, and you guys have been great listeners for a huge amount of time, so thank you. And but I'll bring my passport, I promise. I haven't been invited to Canada recently, guys. Let's get on this, all right? All right. How about, do I have time to do, I probably have time to do movies here, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go for
ready?
It.
All right, ready? Okay, I can't hear it if it's going.
Oh, sorry, that's my bad. Working out the kinks here. Yep, we got it going. Yeah, there we go.
No, okay, so it was going, I just couldn't hear it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, let me tell you the movie that we were invited to and then they canceled last night, which is No Good Deed. I don't know what that means. The reason that was given is that that there was an ending they didn't want anybody to know, but there are some rumors about this, so you're on your own about this. Idris Elba's in here. There we go, so what can I tell you? The Drop... is Tom Hardy, whom I think is a terrific actor who's desperately underrated. Noomi Rapace, who is the girl with the dragon tattoo in the original. James Gandolfini, this is his last movie. And Matthias Schoenaerts, who's actually, I'd never heard of him before, but is terrific. He was apparently in Bullhead. And the director on this is Michael Roskam, who won an Oscar for Foreign Language for Bullhead. This is... You know, it's a hard movie to review because it's based on a Dennis Lehan short story who wrote Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone. So we know, although those are both set in Boston, this is set in New York. And the idea is that Bog Saganowski is a bartender. And it turns out that the drop is the term that's used for illicit funds that basically the mob drops off at different bars at different times to make a drop. Okay, this is enormously complicated movie. It's very, you know, basically they're only anti-heroes here. There's a cute puppy.
Cute puppies are always good.
Cute puppies, yeah. And you understand how really charismatic James Gandolfini is and was. And I think Tom Hardy's a great... It's not a fun movie, what can I tell you? It's interesting. It's enormously complicated to a certain extent. Probably needlessly so, and quite violent. So, but it's interesting. It'll haunt you. The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby Them is two movies put together. Eleanor Rigby, from her point of view and from his point of view. It's got James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Viola Davis, Bill Hader. So it's a huge, great cast. And the idea is that you've got a couple who are estranged, and we don't know why until nearly the end of the movie, although you're going to be able to guess it pretty early on. And she suicided unsuccessfully, and that she's still alive. Jessica Chastain is gorgeous in this. I still don't think she's much of an actress, but she is gorgeous. I think James McAvoy is, again, a wonderful actor. And the supporting cast, Viola Davis, Bill Hader, are all wonderful. So, again, not an easy movie, not really a fun movie at all. The Green Prince is probably my choice for movie of the week. It's a documentary. And I would love to do an interview with the directors, Nadav Sherman. The son of a founding leader in the Palestinian organization Hamas becomes a spy for the Israelis. This is nail-biting in terms of it's a documentary. So and because the people are in the documentary, you figure they probably survived. But it's an extraordinary piece of filmmaking. It's an extraordinary piece of political drama. It's an extraordinary look at the morality of the people involved. It's just, I can't say enough about it. How many times have you ever seen a documentary described as a thriller? And it truly is. It's in some ways much more, because you know it's real and you're talking about the real characters and you're seeing real-time footage, in some ways it is more thrilling and more dramatic and more nail-biting than dramas, because you know that it's not based on a real story, it is a real story. So, pick of the week, a whole bunch of little movies coming out, but pick of the week is, which, I'm not sure it's going to get a whole lot of coverage, but it's just a very personal look at the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and it couldn't be more topical than it is today. And it's just an extraordinary piece of filmmaking. Scares the living daylights out of me. All right, so The Green Prince, probably number one. Seeing Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby, not an easy movie to watch, but interesting. Drop, some great performances. Again, a tale that is... it's not entertaining per se, it's interesting. Dolphin Tale 2 is the only family thing to look out this week, with Morgan Freeman, Ashley Judd. And more details at drjoy.com, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.